With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
KFNC.
You have my curiosity.
Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Now you have my attention.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station.
Here they come, yo. Here they come.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray. It is The Usual Suspects on a Thursday, ESPN 97.5, and now Sports Map 94.1. As we always tell you, if you missed any of the fun, here's what you need to do. You go to ESPN975.com. You check on the show tab. You click on it. You get the first 2 hours you missed of the show. And then while you're there, you download the app. You take us anywhere, everywhere. Never miss another moment of the show. Right, Barry?
Yes.
If it's at all possible.
You should, one, listen live, and then only in certain emergencies should you have to go back and podcast it. Get the app, either listen in your car, get the app, listen live.
And then while you're there.
And then if you need to rekindle the romance of the segment of or the day, you can go back on the podcast.
And you can also sign up for the weight loss challenge while you're there.
Yes.
So ESPN 975 is the place to be.
Yes, it is. Someone posted a nude picture of Betty White.
Did you think
Arian's,
it was hot?
Arian's fetus. Did you see it?
No, I'm not looking at that.
It's on your Twitters.
Oh. Well, I'm still not looking at that.
It's like, I'm not it's on. Oh. Yeah. It's, well, I say nude. She's topless.
What?
Yeah. And I never thought that I would see Betty White's titas, but they're there in all their glory.
Did you, at 97, kind of that like, woman has lit.
Not, no, she's not new to 97. This is like 20.
It's not a Photoshop?
I don't believe it is. I mean, I don't know. Arian's fetus posted it. Do you trust him?
What was that from? Why would she do that?
Maybe
all I know is Betty White's lived a heck of a life, and at 97, she's definitely one of those still going strong.
Yeah, Jermaine posted a picture of her and said she definitely had something on her fastball back in the day. That's why I said, would you? 97, Google her at 97. You might.
Yeah, okay. No, not doing that.
He wasn't paying attention. Okay. No, wait, no. No, I don't want, not 97, maybe 90. Yeah, she had quite the figure back in the day.
But still, I'm just saying, even at 97, she still seems to be, she's sharp. She's still funny. She still has her wits about her. Yeah, yeah. Her wits about her. Exactly. I give her full credit. That's a hell of a life.
Steelers fan once said, my ideal weight at 5'7 is 155. That was after basic training. Hell, I'll never see that again. Yeah, I think once you get past.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'10.
Okay, so there's 3 extra inches has got to be more than 10 pounds.
I mean, that just depends on the girth.
Easy, big guy. I knew you were going Pornhub on me, but I'm saying if his ideal weight was 160-something at 5'7".
155 at
155
5'7".
So you,
yeah, I don't think that's right.
So 5'10".
I think if you're 5'7", you should be about 140.
I think you have to go by the BMI chart.
Yep, sure do.
The BMI chart. And I think on the BMI chart, I'm supposed to be 150 at 5'10". It's crazy. It's crazy. No, it's not happening. I'm 44. There's no way I'm getting back to that. I was 150 when I met my wife in 1998. I was 150 in 19. There's no way I'm going to get back to that again. No way. I would be lucky to ever see my chin again. Okay? It's gone. The abs, forget the abs. Those are gone. If I could get the chin back, get a jawline, I would be stoked. That would be outstanding.
You, well, since we've been doing the show, you got it back down in the 170s.
Yeah, for not for long, though. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because food is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to maintain it. But, and the older I get, the goal changes, you know? For like when we first started, I was like, I would love to get down to 160. Then I hit 170, and I was like, okay, now if I could just get under 180, I think I'd be happy. The goal is a sliding
scale. Oh, so it has changed, yeah.
Scale.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a sliding scale. A couple of texts before we get back to it. You guys, did y'all hear what happened to Sports Map? Which I figured this would be appropriate to read now since the Sports Mappers are here. 2 hours without a commercial? Could we do that? Hell yeah, we could do that. We could talk all day. You kidding?
I think we could
do this for 8 hours. Not, you know, free. But
I think we could do it, though.
3 hours straight?
Yeah.
Or 2 hours straight?
2 hours straight without commercials.
Hell yeah, we could do it.
I don't think that would be any doubt.
As prepared as we are and as much as we like to talk.
Now, does that include participation on calls?
Just radio for 2 hours.
I think we could easily.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep. I don't think, yeah. Now, I may have to pee. You may have to do it by yourself for a little while.
We can cover for each other.
Exactly.
Tyler would have to speak, which would be painful for the listener, but we would get through it quickly.
Exactly. Granado says, if your dog is sick or dead, throw him in the neighbor's yard.
Which is just
that wrong. Was on how to babysit your dog. That see, and you yelled at me because I just wanted to tie it up to the tree instead of doggy daycare. No, I'm not suggesting you leave the dog strapped to the tree the whole time, and it's on a chain so it can run around in a circle. Just you don't have to do the daycare thing. Okay, you're looking at me like no.
I am.
No wonder Barry doesn't have any kids. Doesn't even understand how to take care of a dog, let alone a child. Yeah.
But
that's
you admit
exactly
that.
Right.
But you admit that.
That's exactly right. No, I'm not tying my kid to a tree unless they bite me. And then, bad kid, you're going outside. That's not true. Somebody, NASCAR Johnny, by the way, Tyler. NASCAR Johnny has questions about beer on the text line. Do you know how to get to the text line?
Why don't you just read the question?
Yeah, because he can't. It's really long. We can't respond.
I don't read
to him,
long texts.
I'll look at.
Okay, check it out. He wants to see. I'll leave it in the inbox. So we're caught up now.
Hey, did you hear Chris Hansen to Catch a Predator got arrested?
I saw this.
Unbelievable. So the guy that's most known for the fact that when child predators come into houses and think that they're going to hook up with a underage kid.
Yeah.
He comes out from the kitchen with a glass of iced tea. And,
why don't you have a seat over there?
Hello. Why don't you sit down? We're going to talk. Oh, you're the guy. Oh, then they figure out that they're arrested. So it turns out the former host of To Catch a Predator was arrested Monday in Stamford, Connecticut for larceny. Mm. Cops say he failed to pay a local vendor nearly $13,000 for goods he purchased in the year 2017 and allegedly gave the guy the runaround with two bounced checks.
Chris Hansen's out here bouncing checks?
Yeah. Twice.
All that TV money and you got to bounce checks.
And you know what he bought?
What did he buy?
355 coffee mugs, 288 t-shirts, and 650 vinyl decals from a mom and pop shop in town for marketing events he planned to attend. So evidently the money on national TV Catching Predators wasn't that good because it sounded like he was doing something like real estate or...
Hey. Even
he could be getting koozies.
Yeah, exactly. Even headliners sell merch. Don't knock it. It's you got to supplement that
income.
But he
can't catch a predator and put the network logo on it and do all that stuff because that the network owns that logo.
Maybe he just has...
Maybe he's bootlegging.
He's also only worth about... According to Celebrity Net Worth, he's only worth about $500,000.
I'm worth that. Tell Kirsten we can hear, by the way, with the door open. I'm totally worth that. No, your door open. that surprises me. As long as
I would have thought that it would have been more.
Now, I'm not saying, you know, 50 million.
Well,
I would have thought
maybe
three or four mil.
Yeah,
three or four. Like, right? Because he did that and he did some other stuff where
it depends on what kind of contract he has with the network. And then if they have a clause in it that says if you get something like those shows, because he was a special reporter too, right? But
right.
Because he got the spinoff show To Catch a Predator, and if it did well based on ratings, you would think he would get bonuses. So I would think that number would be higher as well.
Right. And the other thing is on the merch, don't forget now, maybe he can't do To Catch a Predator because it's copyrighted by, NBC or whatever? But he could just have merch made that says, why don't you have a seat over there?
Okay.
Or he could just have merch made that says, I thought she was 18 with his picture on it.
This dude, he really sounds like he was struggling because he said after the first check bounced, he went to the owners after they threatened to go to the cops, and he offered to make 4 partial payments, but the owner rejected that. So then he bounced a second check, begged for more time, and the owner claims he sent emails saying he was about to try and sell his boat to come up with the cash.
Oh, no.
And a check, this time a good one, never came. The warrant was issued, and he turned himself in Monday, booked and released from jail, and now awaiting results of the next proceedings.
No.
I feel like bouncing checks is probably the dumbest thing you can try to do.
Like, I did it in college because I had zero money. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you criminal. You criminal.
I'm not going to lie about that.
But did you ever go to jail for it? Yeah.
No.
You made right when you bounced.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll take the fine from the bank for the fact that then my check came in a couple days later. But if I was without food or whatever or beer at that time, yeah.
Wow, you just write checks, huh? Hey, I may be out of money, but I ain't out of checks.
Survival of the fittest, man. Gotta survive somehow.
Just out there like, no. This is good. This is good. Boing.
But I mean, all your info is on the check.
Yeah, you're not fooling anybody.
Yeah.
You're not getting away with it. But he's just saying, look, if he needed beer at the time.
Yeah, or a pizza pit.
No, I understand that. I get that.
And then you go back later. It might be expensive because you got to pay the $25 overdraft fee.
Yeah, the overdraft fee I knew was coming too. But at the same time, if you need that pizza and beer on a Friday or Saturday, you're getting that, man.
How hot was she?
Well, it depends. He's exactly right, too. If I knew that there was plan B and it didn't cost me pizza and beer, okay. But if she was hotter than that plan B, got to do what you got to do. Just that simple.
Sinner.
Well, yeah, I've been called worse.
Hey, look at Tyler. Speaking of beer, look at you, Tyler, you professional. Thanks for that tip on how to do it. Look, you guys know I've been talking about Thrive Plus for a while now, and you've heard it on this station for a while now. And with the new year, the Thrive Plus product that I've been raving about, it's got a new name. It's called Cheers. Same great formula. It works the same. Cheers is a supplement just like Thrive Plus was. It's designed to reduce the negative effects of alcohol on your body. It's worked for me. It's worked for you. It's worked for a lot of folks out there that listen to this program and that have tried it. And look, you're like me, like you. A lot of us drink and we don't feel good the next morning all the time, especially as you get older. Take Cheers. It works, and its job is to take care of the negative effects of alcohol on your liver by processing those bad things, the toxic byproducts that exist. It gets rid of that stuff. You wake up feeling better. Super easy to take. So you take 3 capsules after your last drink or right before you go to bed. When you do that, you wake up feeling better. And the thing I like about it, and I can tell you, after that listener party, that's you needn't look no further than that. Everybody there was taking it, and everybody swore it works because everybody felt better the next day. But if you don't feel at least 50% better, they'll give you your money back. So Cheers, it's like a no-lose situation. You buy your Cheers, you get it online when it's shipped to your doorstep. And by the way, if you order before 4 p.m., it'll be there the next day. So get it now. You order now. It's 3:11. You get that in before 4 p.m. You'll have it tomorrow, ready for the weekend. You've got your Cheers. Go get your drink on, and you'll feel better. And again, if you don't feel 50% better, they'll give you your money back. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Your liver's going to thank you for it. You're going to be able to get out and party again, right? That's what we're all here for. Guys, check it out. It's super easy to find. Just search for Cheers in the Amazon or go to cheershealth.com. That's cheershealth.com. I don't drink without Cheers, and neither should you.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Nick's in Vegas. Tyler is here filling in for Nick and helping us out. It's Barry and Joel on a Thursday on The Usual Suspects. Sportsbet 94.1, ESPN 97.5. Having fun talking hoops, football, all kinds of things. I see that Nicholas is checking in with pictures, which he's tagging at Degenerates 975.
Oh, is he?
Yes, he is. live from Vegas in about 45 minutes. As he is not mentioning they should be tuned in already to the suspects, he's mentioning, hey, tune in 45 minutes when the blitz starts.
Well, what do you expect? That's how it goes.
So you got that going for you.
We're low men on the totem pole. By the way, NASCAR Johnny, I read Tyler your text. He said no. So there you go. Mystery solved. This is Demetrius. Food is delicious, especially Mexican food. I met my wife in 1998. I weighed like 250. I was a fat tamale 20 years later, 48 years old, and with three kids, I now weigh 138.
What? Good Lord. Good for you.
Yeah, dude, that is outstanding. Never say never, Barry. You can reach 160 again. I believe in you. Well, that makes one of us, because, boy, I love ice cream.
Is that the biggest weakness?
Ice cream?
Yeah.
No food is.
Yeah.
yeah, ice cream, just something sweet. And you know why? After I gave up smoking, after I quit smoking, they always say you gain a lot of weight. And mm-hmm. It's true. I gained most of my weight gain came after I quit smoking. And what I did is I ended up replacing cigarettes after I ate with sweets. So I would usually eat, and I loved an after-dinner cigarette. It was outstanding. After sex, after dinner, after coffee. Or during coffee in the morning was the three best times to smoke a cigarette. So after I would eat, I started eating like ice cream and candy and sweets. And then the pounds just started adding on after that. And now, like, even when I'm on a diet, that's why I love Halo Top, because it's actually a pretty decent
ice cream. Yeah, the calories are low.
Yeah, so it allows me to do it. But
well, because Lisa's trainer.
Last night we got pizza and I got the cookie, the big circle cookie that they deliver.
Wait, last night?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you definitely are not starting until Monday.
I'm starting Monday, I hope.
Lisa's trainer, because I told you how big her sweet tooth is, and she's kind of like indirectly is doing this with me right now to get, you know, to start a new year and all that other stuff. Her trainer said, go buy a bunch of fruit and chop it all up into fruit cups. And if you have the sweet tooth urge, it's not perfect, but you get like the really sweet, sweet like pineapple. And then mix in apples and things that have a lot more fiber. It will fill you up quicker. Mm. But it's not. I know it's not the same. But, I mean, if you make them in grab-and-go containers so that instead of, like, you're like, man, I could either grab that carton ice cream or I got to cut up fruit and all that. So if you have it pre-prepared where you just reach into the fridge and you grab, like, a yogurt container that's got a bunch of chopped up fruit in it, it may help. I don't know.
Yeah, that's why you got a meal prep, because if you just grab the container and it's ready to go, you're not going to get lazy and want to just like go get fast
food. So we've done all that. We've got
or donuts
food.
For the guys that help produce the
we've had the, you know, the treat replacements with, cuz I'll eat like, I don't like a lot of fruit, but I'll eat like bananas, pineapples, and maybe some apples. Okay. But no. I mean, none of that. I would try something like an avocado ice cream like Tom Brady. I would see if that would be healthier, because I've never had it. I don't know how good it would be.
If I'm going to have ice cream, it damn well is not going to be avocado.
You don't
flavor.
Know if it's good or not.
I don't like avocado as it is. I don't eat guacamole, as you know.
But
I'm not
think
doing
avocado
that.
Ice cream, that's not the flavor. It doesn't taste like an avocado.
We don't know that.
You're still using a lot of cream, sugar, and milk.
But it's healthier. You can use sweet and low. Well, you can use low-fat
milk.
It's
healthier if you're not using cream, sugar, and milk. Yes.
You can use low-fat milk or cream.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying
equal.
If you
use soy milk.
Made avocado soy milk. Ice cream, like traditional ice cream, it's going to taste like the just cream. Regular vanilla ice cream.
A lot of trainers will tell you that sweet and low and equal is worse for you than the calories and sugar.
There's this guy on Instagram, Syed. I don't know his full name, but he's got a really great page. And he was talking about the myth of sodas and equal and all that. And basically there was, because he said, should you drink water over everything else? Absolutely. Are you killing yourself if you're drinking Diet Coke? There was one study done one time, and no one since has even bothered to do the study to see if it was accurate.
Really?
So, but everybody took it and ran with it and said, oh, this stuff will kill you. It's bad for you. But he said, it's overblown. So if you like Diet
Coke,
that's
good to know, because,
Diet
Coke. I know guys in the medical profession for years here in Houston that have said, you think drinking a Coke's bad, the long-term results on your body is like 10 times worse from a Diet Coke. And I, they always said that, and that's interesting. I'd like to read up on that. It'd be cool.
They probably read that study.
Yeah.
And it was the one.
That's right.
Somebody said, Barry, what's your favorite Halo top? The ones I've tried taste terrible. Yeah, I know some folks, like, I think Shock tried the black cherry, and it was garbage, because he was like, bro, I get the, at first, when it first came out, the regular vanilla bean was good, but it's not as good as it used to be. So I'll go with the salted caramel and the cookie dough ice cream.
Cookie dough, I was going to say, and there's a peanut butter chocolate one that's pretty decent.
Yeah, I got that, but I thought it would actually have like some sort of Reese's in it, like the cookie dough. No.
And then it would not be less than 350 calories.
It was just a
chocolate
ice cream that had a peanut butter flavor. That's disappointing. So no, get the cookie dough. That's like 360 calories for the pint.
Yep.
Eat a half a pint.
Screw that. Eat the whole thing.
Not if you're trying to lose weight. Eat half. See, that's the thing, is if I just had, like, I can get a pint and I can eat, I could spread it over four nights, like eat a fourth
of
it.
You could?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. If I get going, it's over.
See, and that's the difference. Like, I can control myself and not eat it all, but I still have to have it. A banana or a piece of fruit's not going to replace that for me, but I don't have to eat the whole thing.
If you're trying to get portion control, have you seen the Ben & Jerry's, the pint slices?
I have a slice?
Pint slices?
So they take a pint of...
It's
basically just a slice of ice cream. It's covered in chocolate. It's still like 200 calories, whatever. Lots of grams of sugar, but you're not eating an entire pint of ice cream.
You get a Halo top for a pint, a half of that, which is a half a cup, is like 180 calories.
Well, then do that with a Halo top. Just slice it up.
Slice it like bread.
Yeah, that's smart.
Have you guys tried the Skinny Cow?
I have not. Skinny Cow ice cream sandwiches
are pretty good.
Not bad. Yeah, not bad at all.
When you talk about taste and you don't want to eat if it tastes like crap, at least they taste decent.
Look, you're right. They're not bad. I haven't had any of their other stuff, just the ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah, right. Me too.
There's whispers that a petition is out there to get OU Mike back on the air. Thoughts? Yeah, you could petition away. I'm not letting that dude back on this show, at least. Unless Nick and Joel outvote me, it ain't happening. I'm just not.
You guys
doing
are
it.
More passionate about it than me, but I also understand your point. But
just not doing it. I refuse. If we take his calls, do you want to read his text? I won't participate. I'll just take my headphones off and leave the room. I'm not putting a dude that says that kind of stuff on the air if I'm on the air.
And it's been more than once.
Several times.
And the texts haven't been clean all the time either since he got banned.
So petition away. I don't give a damn.
You want to get Clarence in here before we go to break?
Yeah, let's do it.
Clarence wants to get in here real quick. Says James Harden. We'll see. Clarence, what's up?
What up, guys?
What up?
I like how Nick's big-timing y'all after one day of being out in Vegas with Fred and AJ.
Right? That's how he does this, man. That's how he does this. And then he's going to come back and be like, so what's up, guys? No. We got this. You just be with the blitz. We'll handle this.
All right. James Harden, man, he is playing some of the best offensive basketball that we have ever seen in a long time. But here's the thing. You get in the league for two things, check and championships, who that. And I was wondering how long you think James Harden is going to stick around if management isn't doing anything to get this guy help. Now, I know that Chris Paul and what's-his-face is injured.
Capella.
But how long do you – yeah, and Capella's injured. But how long do you think he's going to stick around if he's not getting any help and he's not getting the other thing that he wants, a championship?
Who?
James Harden.
Oh. Appreciate the call, man. Yeah, go ahead.
Here's the first thing and most important thing. He not only is he getting help, but they went out and got help in the exact form of the guy you wanted. You called Daryl Morey and said your boy Chris Paul wants to come to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And Daryl Morey went out and got it done. And as part of getting it done, it came with a price, which was a very high price tag in a multi-year deal at the Supermax to make sure that Chris Paul stayed with your team. So one thing I will never take a swipe at Daryl for is trying to make this team better. He's always tinkering, he's always listening, and he's always making calls. So that, coupled with what he did to go get Chris Paul for James Harden after the Dwight Howard thing didn't work, which he also went out and got, I don't think you can say that they're not trying to help him get the team better. It's just that the Chris Paul deal right now is going to handcuff you.
Yes. For what, 4 more years?
Yep.
Unless you can trade him?
Yep.
Yep.
This one and 3 more. So But don't worry, that last year is only worth $45 million.
Yeah, only.
Only.
Only. This is a nice text before we go to break. Do Barry and Tyler have something against each other? No, we've always fought like brothers. But
Tyler's always been crotchety with anyone.
Yeah, Tyler's a cranky old man.
No
doubt.
We don't
have anything against each other. He's just a cranky guy.
I created my own rule for Tyler, which is I always walk, when he walks by, how many coffees have you had? Because if he hasn't, if he's not two coffees deep, I ain't talking to him. Because he'll rip your head off.
He will. He's a mean guy.
Hello sometimes. Is an invitation for him to just spew venom on you.
You shut your mouth! Yes, yeah. Sir. All right, sorry. Don't ever push that button for that long. That's how he does me. He's been like that since I met him.
How long have you been dating?
Right.
All right, hey, we got a half hour to go in the big show. Still plenty of time on the clock. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776. HRP listener line. You can call that number. You can text that number. You can hit us up on Twitter. It is The Usual Suspects. We'll be back with the final 30 minutes right after this.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects. Tyler's in for Nick. Nick's in Vegas auditioning for the Blitz. Because, boy, he's left us high and dry. But we appreciate you, Tyler. Barry and I are here. So we appreciate you guys taking us along for the ride on a Thursday. Tomorrow, FEF Friday. You got a comedian in mind?
I do not yet, but I will have one, I promise.
Okay.
Especially since we didn't have a way back Wednesday. I would never disappoint the people twice in 1 week. So we will have a... And Tyler, you know how that works, right? The comedian of the week, you got to get the clips and all that. Okay. Well, I'll work with you on that. We'll get it done.
Well, one... You only send them to him after he's had two cups of coffee. And two, you better have them.
That's right.
With an in and out and also censored if you
I'm
can.
Good at, you're bad about audio. I'm good.
Yeah, I am.
Because I'll post the audio. I'll post the time I want and all that. That thing, they, if you do that, you're more apt to get your requests than just, here, figure out what's good in that.
I gave you the top. I tell you what quote I'm looking for with the, what subject in it.
See,
give you the link.
You got to give them, like, I want it from 010 to 020. You got to bleep it. And then, yeah, they like that. That makes it easier for them.
Got to bleep it. You always go, is it censored? Did you get that one?
Well, because I don't know if I don't. I have this bad problem. This is maybe why I don't get stuff done, too, because I should delegate. That's what I need. I need an assistant. I need to hire or find me an assistant. That's what I need. I need to learn how to delegate better. But I always, I don't. I have this issue, and I had this like in business too when I had my own companies, of trusting other people to do things the right way and the way that I would want it done, which I would feel like would be the right way. Like delegation is a problem because it's like, I'll just do it myself. I know it'll be done right. So you get nervous that, well, if I turn this over to somebody and it's supposed to be bleeped, do they bleep it? And if they don't, then it's an issue. And that's always been a problem. That's that people will tell you, especially entrepreneurs, they'll tell you that's a huge thing in business is learning how to delegate.
Yeah.
Learning how to
trust.
Let go and let somebody else do it. That's the only way you can really succeed.
I laugh at it, though, because...
I need an assistant.
Kyle Lowry was called. He called me this weekend. We were texting back and forth, too. And at one point, he's a personal friend. I've known him for a long time. He's coming into town with the Raptors, and he's like, I'll have my people. I go, you're what?
You're my people.
He goes, I'm going to have my people. No, not call me, but do something for somebody. We're trying to get some signed shoes for a charity for some kids.
Nice.
And he's like, I'll have my people call their people and get. I go, you're what? And he goes, you remember the days when you'd come to me and go, you want to play golf? And I'd say, yeah. And he'd say, can you line somebody up? You got somebody you know? Can you make a few calls? And I go, yeah. I go, so basically I was your people before the people? And he's like, yeah, pretty much. Because life's good. I go, I guess it is. Man, you got people, but I used to be the people.
Hi there, Joel Blank, Kyle Lowry's assistant.
Never went that level. No. But I can guarantee you that it helped a lot when I went, hey, man, Joel Blank, Kyle Lowry and I were looking to play some golf this weekend.
That doesn't hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. Your tee times. I got you. Don't worry about it. Okay.
Yeah. We'll see you. Oh, okay. By the way, Tyler, I just want to, in full disclosure, and everybody's texting in, and I read everybody's hate, but I also read everybody's kudos when we get them. You're getting mad love on the text line for your selections and music.
He always
does. As you usually
yes,
do.
Always.
I think it's been well established that when it comes to selecting music, none better at the station than you.
Agreed. Maybe you'll remember. You get a speaker. There's a good chance that if you're not two coffees down, that you're still going to be pissed about that. So, I asked him if he wanted coffee today.
Did you?
Yeah, because that's just he'll tell you the same thing. That's a legit rule with us. If he's not two coffees in, I'm not talking to him.
Oh, well, that's a good rule. Because I've seen him.
Yeah. Lose his bleep.
Yes. Yes, he can. So there was this thing that came out. We talked about the different chances for Super Bowl.
Yes.
Who has the best chances of making it? The Chiefs edged out the Saints 31.1% to 31%. There was another article that came out on thecomeback.com where they talked about ranking the four possible Super Bowl matchups.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, what they thought would be the best and worst matchup.
Right.
So,
or was it the probability?
No. What they thought would be the best.
Oh, okay.
So not who you think statistically has the best chance. What do you think the best matchup would be from the NFC and the AFC? Which two teams do you think would make the best matchup?
I think Saints Chiefs would be number one.
Okay.
And I think Rams Chiefs would be number two.
So Patriots Rams was four.
Okay.
That's the least of the ones that they want to see.
Okay.
Chiefs Saints was three.
Really?
Yeah. Patriots Saints was two. Chiefs Rams was one.
Okay.
So this according to them, they think the best matchup possible for the Super Bowl would be to see the Chiefs and the Rams. And I think a lot of that has to do with new young quarterbacks, creative offenses, lots of scoring. I mean, the Chiefs defense, you can say what you want about it, but in the playoffs, they've really stepped up. They've played well. The Rams their defense struggled a little bit down the stretch, but I mean, come on. Up front, Aaron Donald and company are as good as it gets. I kind of would go with number two on the list. I wouldn't mind seeing Brady and Breeze.
I was going to say, a lot of people that are saying the two old schools, or the OGs that have, you know, put up the massive numbers and
to be honest with you, if you put me on the spot right now, and I know we're going to do this tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
I think that's who my picks are going to be. Just straight up picks to win the game. Forget the spreads and everything else. Who do you think wins the game? I think it's going to. I think it ends up being Patriots Saints in
really?
The Super Bowl.
Okay,
you?
I'm leaning towards the. You know what they always say when you play a team for the second time in a year.
Yeah,
you can't. It's tough to beat a team twice.
Right,
and I think that adding Akeem Tlaib. And the Rams getting them for the second time after losing to the Saints in the Dome, I think they'll be ready. They know what the noise is going to be like. And I think the biggest thing is the Saints lost Sheldon Rankin, and that is huge for a team
that's
that just ran the ball down the throat of the Cowboys a week ago. So I'm leaning towards Chiefs and Rams.
Okay.
Now, and the other thing I thought Mahomes was younger than Goff, obviously, because Goff's been in the league and playing longer. Right? Or about the same time?
Yeah.
Same time?
The problem was Mahomes didn't play his first year.
Right.
He played week 16, week 17, whatever.
But if the Rams make it, Goff will be the youngest starting quarterback in the history of the Super Bowl.
Interesting.
Yeah. Which I wasn't
aware. I wonder head coaching wise if Sean McVay would be the youngest head coach.
I would think so, right?
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely right. Now there's a trend.
The youngest combination for sure. Youngest combination of head coach and quarterback.
Absolutely. Those two guys, yeah, it shouldn't even be close.
I wouldn't think so.
Could be it definitely wasn't Lenny Dawson when he was puffing on cigs. Did you see that? players used to smoke cigarettes.
Right? Drink beers and puff cigs and half smoking a heater.
God.
They'd be on the bench going over, hey, you missed that block. Yeah, that's my bad.
You remember when you said best three times to have a cigarette was after sex, after coffee, and after food? At halftime of an NFL game works too.
And that is number four.
Things have changed.
Yep.
All right, we got one segment to go on the big show. And by the way, if you're a Rockets fan, get on this, will you please? They just had the second All-Star results. James Harden is 400,000 votes behind Derrick Rose. That's why he's not going to start in the All-Star game.
Shame on you,
Get your bleep together, Rockets. If you love this guy and what he's doing, Support the guy, for God's sake. All right, before we go to the break, I do want to tell you about the good folks at Fitz Roofing. I've been telling you about them for a long time because they're locally owned and operated. They're not deposit thieves and sketchy roofers that are out there trying to get your money up front. Then they skip town or they do crappy work, and you never get your money's worth, and you never get your roof fixed the right way. Well, that's not what's going to happen with Fitz Roofing. Either log on to FITZRoofing.com or give them a call at 832-521-3001. 832-521-3001. You get a free, no obligation inspection. They'll look at your roof, they'll tell you what they can do, they'll tell you how much it'll cost, and then they'll wait for you to call them and let them know if you want them to do the work. I'm telling you why you need to go to them. They use CertainTeed shingles. They're the best shingles out there. And they're also a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States meet the criteria to get that kind of status. They got it. You need it. Call them. Their base warranties are longer than your average roofer. And they have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. They're the only roofing company you should call. Again, 832-521-3001 or FitzRoofing.com. Fitz Roofing, making a difference, one home at a time.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back. Final segment of the show. And then stay tuned for the Blitz. They've borrowed Nick. And they are going to be live from Vegas, getting ready for the big fight this weekend. So that should be some good stuff for you guys. They're going to take you home till 7 o'clock on the simulcast. You don't have to do a thing, and you will be thoroughly entertained, I'm quite sure. A couple news and notes things to take care of business before we move any more forward and wrap the thing up. One, props to U of H coach Kelvin Sampson, won his 600th college game. Against SMU. The other thing was, he said as he was giving quotes, came a long way from where I was, but I'm on a 4-hour bus ride back from Dallas after playing SMU, which is fitting. And because his daughter works in the athletic department, his son is an assistant coach, and his wife was on the trip, he said it made it all very much more special for him. Nice. So congrats to Coach Sampson, who joins us whenever we ask him. He's a great dude. And Tracy Cowley gave us a tweet that's worth kind of throwing it out there. A lot of you guys are dog lovers out there, and the Harris County Animal Shelter is getting a little bit overflown, and the thing is, they don't need adoptions. They just need a safe place for some dogs to crash for about 2 to 4 weeks until they can be adopted. So if you're willing to foster a dog for a couple weeks, go to the Harris County Animal Shelter or give them a call or contact them and see what you can do, because it would be greatly appreciated.
Speaking of the fights, you mentioned the Blitz being out there. Did yep. you see this press conference where Al Bernstein just got bodied by Adrian Broner?
No.
So Bernstein is at the podium asking questions among the panel, and he starts to ask Adrian Broner a question, and Broner's not having it. He's like, "Nah, I don't mess with you." It sounded something like this. Check this out. We got it, Tyler? Oh, all right. We'll come back. Basically, what happens is Al Bernstein says, so Adrian, he asked him a question, and Adrian Broner goes, I don't mess with you, man. And now he's cursing. Oh, you got it? You go, okay. We had a technical difficulty. Sorry. Try it again.
Adrian, you mentioned to some of the press that you see this fight as turning the page, and a win would mean so much to you. Explain a little bit on how it is turning the page for you.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I'm with you. You be talking too much about me on Twitter, bro. And I'm gonna let you
get me?
Yeah, you. I'm gonna let you know. And I'm just being real, bro. Like, I just already feel like you against me. So,
I'm not against anybody, but this isn't about me, it's about you.
I'd rather Roy Jones or Stephen A. Smith ask me some questions. I don't fuck with you.
Okay, that's fine. So Adrian Broner's not going to answer any more questions. I think I'll take that as a no, and we'll let you answer, ask him all the questions in the future. But now it's time for the fighters to face. Well, let me ask, before we get to that, I will go to some of the to your trainer, Kevin Cunningham. Kevin, you talked about the
gang. If I'm with you, damn.
Well, I think it's their choice, isn't it?
Man, gang. You know what that means? Gang. Take the L out of lover. It's over, brother.
I mean, that's a fantastic way to end it.
Like, you are not getting a question from this side of the panel. He's telling, I don't like you. You talk mad mess about me on Twitter. I don't bleep with you, bro. I don't bleep with you. I'm done with you. Don't ask me no questions. I'm done. And then he tries to go to his trainer, and they don't even show you the rest of it, or you don't hear the rest of it. But he's like, gang, man. Do you know what that means? Gang. Take the L out of lover. It's over. And he goes, okay. And he asks the head trainer a question, and the head trainer just looks at him.
Doesn't even say a word.
Not a word. And he goes, okay. And he knew, like, they shut that down quick. I thought it was hilarious. That's fantastic.
Al Bernstein is getting into the Larry Merchant neighborhood, isn't he? He's getting older.
He handled it about as well as you can because he didn't get confrontational. So he was very professional about it. I don't know that I would have been. I'd have been like, well, what'd I say that was so wrong? What did I say that wasn't true? What didn't you like? I probably would have got knocked out. But, I mean, like, you got
to. Larry Merchant would have taken an hour to respond, but he would have basically just been like, I'll kick your ass.
Yeah.
Was it Mayweather that he said he was going to say he'd kick
but
his ass?
But that was the only thing he said quickly.
God, he's everything so slow. Yeah.
But I thought that was hilarious. That he got shut down like that.
The over-the-hill boxing guys are Lampley, Bernstein, and...
Lampley does a good job still, though, I think.
He still hangs in there.
A lot of people don't like that dude. I think he does a great job. I think he's got an iconic voice.
His whole image, though, was tarnished after the whole, my daughter's in the crowd, there was a riot that broke out after that fight at Madison Square Garden, and he was on the air live, and in the middle of being on the air live, he's like, and ladies and gentlemen, as you watch this video... My daughter's out there somewhere right now, and I've got to save her. And he just almost like started crying and went off. And
really?
Oh, man, that was all over. Even before the internet was a huge thing, that was all over the place.
I don't remember that, but that's...
Yeah, you could look that up. But, Lampley, Bernstein, and Merchant.
Did you hear that Netflix is raising their prices?
Yeah.
I am so pissed about this.
And they're cracking down on, they have software now to crack down on you giving your password to family members and such so that everybody's on one.
You don't have Netflix.
Subscription.
Do you?
Lisa does. Yeah.
Do y'all share it with fam?
We share it amongst each, the two
right.
of us.
In the household.
Yeah. So Taylor uses it occasionally.
You can have one Netflix account per household, but they're raising it from 11 to 13.
Is that big for you?
That's a big jump, man. When it first started, it was like, I want to say it was under 10 for sure. It was like $8, $9.
$8 or $9, yeah.
And now it's 13. So you're getting close to doubling. And a lot of it, from what I heard, a lot of it is because of the Friends deal. Like, they had to go back out and pay $100 million to re-up the Friends because everybody was freaking out that, oh, no, we can't watch Friends on Netflix. So Netflix was like, all right, we'll pay the $100 mil, but your fees are going to go
really?
Up. That's what I heard. I don't know that to be true or not. That's what I heard. If that's the case, I swear, if I find anybody that likes Friends and watches on Netflix, I'm punching them in the face because they made our fees go up.
But here's the thing. When you look at it, you pay about the same price for HBO or Showtime, right, per month?
No, because it's all in my... What's it called?
You can find that cable itemized package. Number, though.
Yeah, but you can
it's
break it down.
It's usually like $15-$20
a month. Yeah, on DirecTV, it's between $15 and $20 a month. So it's worth it, right, if you're spending more time on Netflix?
HBO Go or HBO Now, whatever
this wouldn't have gone up
streaming
if they didn't
only,
have to...
is like $15 a month.
Well, this wouldn't have gone up if they didn't have to pay for Friends. This is my point. So okay. Bleep everybody.
So essentially, you just
want
to blame Phoebe and Ross. And
I don't even blame them, but just go be syndicated. Stop raising the cost of Netflix. It pissed me off.
Evidently, it has struck a nerve.
Yeah, I mean, dude, you think about how many subscribers do you think Netflix has?
Oh, a lot. A ton. Millions.
I mean, we've talked about the fact that I think that their income, now, this is obviously gross, but it's in the billions.
Has to be.
In the billions. And then they make all these movies, and some of them suck, but even if they are making a lot of movies, and you're making billions. Now, it's going to go up even more. I mean,
isn't your
your blindfold movie on Netflix only?
Bird Box?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a Netflix.
So that original one didn't suck. And that, I'm sure that blew up for them. And they had limited release in theaters.
Well, I don't know. I may have to treat this like cigarettes. If it gets to $20, I'm out.
But after sex or ice cream or coffee,
Netflix you might have to sex.
Get Netflix and chill.
I don't know. I may not pay more than that.
Okay.
I may not pay more than 20. I don't know. Because I'm also paying for cable. That's part of the problem.
And there's no way for you guys to use your slings and whatever and illegally get Netflix.
I mean, there is, but I don't
just
do that.
Just asking a question. I'm not saying you do it. I'm asking a general question, like, is it possible?
I don't break the law. I am.
You don't bounce checks in college for pizza and beer?
I don't break the law, no.
Some of us have to. All right, well, that'll about do it for a Thursday. That means tomorrow's an F Yeah Friday. We'll have a comedian of the week. Tyler will still be here while Nick is in Vegas, but we appreciate you, and we want you to have a great evening. And while you're at it doing what you do, stay tuned in because the Blitz is coming up next from Vegas with Nick as they get you ready for the fight this weekend. So for Tyler, and again, thank you, Tyler, for helping us out. And Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night, and we will talk to you tomorrow.